T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Governor Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Good morning, Paul.
Good news. There's no cases of coronavirus anywhere around here that we know of.
That is correct, and God willing, it stays that way. But we got to prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
And along those lines, what are we doing?
We established a whole of government task force several weeks ago. We had our most recent meeting yesterday morning, talking about the basic blocking and tackling of how you prevent this. And the mundane stuff is probably the most important. Washing hands with soap aggressively, coughing into your arm and not your hand. If you got a fever, you don't feel well, stay home from school or stay home from work. I also want to make sure folks know that they where to go if they need information. 1-800-222-1222 in New Jersey, 1-800-222-1222, or nj.gov/health. The more folks know, the better off we'll be. But we've got to listen. This is we're trying to control something that really is unknown. This California case is very concerning. And so we're trying to, as best we can, stay out ahead of this.
You know, I was going to ask about that. We can wash our hands. We can write down the hotline phone numbers. But we have really no idea about how bad this would be. And that's the hard part.
That is the hard part. Correct. And so we've got to, you know, we've got to make sure we've got all the eventualities mapped out. You know, where do we send someone who's symptomatic? Where do we send folks who are asymptomatic but under observation? Are they New Jersey residents? Are they out-of-staters? Newark Liberty is one of 11 funneling airports, as they call them, in America, along with JFK being the other one in the region. So the protocols established there. You know, we are, again, as best we can, trying to get ourselves prepared and stay out ahead of it and hope that it passes, but we can't assume that.
Are there any suspected or possible cases in New Jersey?
There are none, Wayne, at the moment.
So no one's being monitored or you know, sort of quarantined?
There is no one in New Jersey in that category at the moment. We had a handful a couple of weeks ago. We had some folks out of a cruise ship that docked in Bayonne. We had a person who had come in, who had traveled into the area in China, in Wuhan, in the Hubei province, who we had kept under observation. But the clock in terms of observation, the 14-day clock went out. Those folks passed without any incident, and they've all left the state of New Jersey.
We can talk about the patients, people, but you have a lot of rail yards there in New Jersey. You have Port Newark, a lot of things that come in from China, maybe from the, you know, passed through or came from out of one of the infection zones. I mean, what's the concern there? Are you looking at that?
We are, but again, this is, and by the way, the infection zones, as we've all noted, have spread. So China continues to be the main target of concern, but you've got South Korea, Italy, Iran. We don't have a lot of Iran traffic, I have to say. But the answer is yes to all the above. Airport and ports are our biggest focus, as you can imagine, and they'll continue to be.
Governor Phil Murphy, thank you for the update. You sound strong of voice, so we hope that your health is as good as you sound.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate that a lot, and thank you both.
Governor Phil Murphy from New Jersey on the line this morning. We appreciate your time, Governor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Governor.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.